action arises, compositional action, and this is symbolized by a potter. On the tanka, ignorance begins at the bottom, but on our the one that's in your hand, it's at the top. So now the second member is called compositional action because actions serve to compose or bring together, bring about pleasure and pain. Now, a maker of clay pots is someone who takes clay and forms it into some new object. And I think that the way the example is being drawn is that just as the potter, once the potter spins the wheel, nowadays you have machines, we have machines to do this with, so this is the old example, spins the wheel once, the wheel will keep turning through that, well, as long as it's needed. just so. Then the wheel keeps turning without further exertion, without further striving and exertion. So when an action has been done by a sentient being, that action establishes a predisposition or potency in the mind, or as it's said in the Prasangika system, it produces a state of destructiveness. In either case, both have the potential to go on without obstruction to produce eventually its effect. In the meantime, no further condition need be encountered for that potency to remain.
Yes.
If it doesn't meet with a condition that would actualize it, it will remain potential.
Yes. Tan duji gilele ya, devu chane, ani le kiawa da le miki was. Dei ba shiutu che yana sunam gile, kaza sunam mayim bele, sunam gile miu bele sin le sum shiutu.
Devu chane.
Ta le tik devu kia de double kia jina. Dei chane, ani kaza devu tu miandu kia jina, ani sunam mayim bele, ta du shiutu.
And then with respect to the various types of actions, if one considers their effects, such as rebirth in the desire realm, form realm, formless realm, there are virtuous actions and non-virtuous actions. Within the virtuous actions, there are meritorious actions and non-fluctuating actions. And then in terms of the door or the approach through which the action is done, there are actions of body, actions of speech, and actions of mind. In terms of the actual entity of actions or themselves, there are actions of intention and intended actions. In terms of whether the effect of that action is definite to be experienced or not, there are definite actions and indefinite actions. And then in terms of the first type, definite action, those actions, the effect of which is definite to be experienced, there are those actions, the effect of which is definite to be experienced in this lifetime, those definite to be experienced in the next lifetime, and those definite to be experienced in some other lifetime. Then also with respect to actions, there are those actions, for instance, that would lead to a lifetime as a human that impel or project the general lifetime in a human body. And then there are other types of actions that like fill in the picture that are called completing actions that would cause the body, say, to be beautiful, ugly, and so forth. For instance, take the example of a human who undergoes a great many illnesses and so forth. This means that the projecting or impelling action, karma, was a virtuous action because the person was born as a human. But then the completing actions, those that fill in the pictures and make picture and make all of the diseases, are non-virtuous actions. And then there'd also be cases where the impelling or projecting action would be non-virtuous, and the completing actions of filling in the picture would be virtuous. And then there will be cases in which both the projecting and completing actions, karmas, would be virtuous, and those would be the opposite, would be non-virtuous. Four types. Then with respect to actions also, there is division into, was it three? Those that are done and accumulated according to intention, those that in which that aren't done but are accumulated according to intention, those that are done and are accumulated according to intention, and chesa niga maimba. And those that are neither done nor accumulated in accordance with intention. Thus also, with respect to actions that we're certainly familiar with, there will be those in which the thought is wholesome, but the execution, the carrying out of the action, is unwholesome. Those in which the thought would be unwholesome, but the carrying out of it would look to be wholesome. And those that in which the both the thought and the execution of it would be unwholesome, those in which the thought and execution would both be wholesome.
Individual tumu mayin be yan lege debu de so so ran ran tumu mayin be ton long cha individual gan le ta chik do.
Then there are actions or karmas in which the effects are experienced in common by a number of beings, and then actions the effects of which are experienced only by one individual.
Ta less us look at the other ones of Tatarana. The less other, less other, this is.
So then, if one asks, what is the mode of accumulating in an action, a karma?
Now, for example, I think you see, just this moment with a certain motivation, with that, there's a certain physical action as well as verbal action, is a commas. You see, now you see good motivation, and with that, some, you see nice words and physical action, very gentle sort of action. Now this accumulate, let's say, a good karma, isn't it?
Yes.
As a result of that action, now you see, immediate result, I mean, we can feel it. And immediately, it creates a peaceful atmosphere, peaceful, friendly atmosphere. The other side, now so with, say, anger or something like that, and expression, you see, very, you see, rude words, and some, you see, bad action like that, immediately it creates, you see, unpleasant atmosphere. As soon as, now that is, you see, the two stages now.
So now, going through two of the stages.
No. This is the, just this moment, the first stage, ignorance, you see, happened. Then it produced the action, clear. That moment, you see, my main use, I mean, that moment, the action itself, the after, you see, I mean, the moment, the action will cease. That time, the continuation of consciousness is there. So on that time,
the action imprints a potency, a predisposition in the consciousness, and that consciousness that continues on carrying that potency up to the time of the fruition of that karma is called the third member consciousness.
So you see, this the moment's action, it creates immediate result, and the meantime, now you see that will remain on its potential, one potential, which brings in eventually either you see happy experience, pleasant experience, or you see pain experience will come, will bring. So now that is the way, the how to create action and how to action brings the result. Like that. That in the Namshiti. That Sumba Namshiti Rimuti Namshiti Uta with this Lauda.
The picture symbolizing the third, this branch, consciousness, is a monkey. Within Buddhism, there are different explanations of how many consciousnesses there are. There's one system that asserts only one, others that assert six, another that asserts eight, and another that asserts nine. Most of the Buddhist systems assert six types of consciousness. The monkey here in this picture is depicted, it seems to be depicted as one that's jumping out, jumping from the house. However, it has some association with the assertion of those of that system that sets forth only one consciousness, that the one consciousness when it appears at the eye seems to be eye consciousness, and appears at the looking from the, or what do you say, perceiving from the ear, it's ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and so forth, but it's only one consciousness. So the picture here must have some connection with that. In any case, a monkey is a very clever and active sort of animal. Now the problem is that between the action and the fructification of that action, there is a good deal of time. However, all Buddhist systems assert that actions, karmas, are not wasted. Thus, between the cause and the effect, there has to be something that connects the two.
Independent identity
Many different assertions are presented with regard to what connects the cause with the effect. However, in the Prasangika system, or in any system, there is a person that exists from the time of the performance of that action through to the time of the effect of that action. And in the Prasangika system, that dependently designated person is the basis of the infusion of that predisposition or potency by the action. Now, as long as a system is unable to present such a basis of infusion of predispositions as in the Prasangika system, as long as they're unable to posit just a dependently designated person, they have to find some independently existent basis of infusion of those potencies. Thus, in the mind-only system, they present an alaya vijnana, a mind basis of all, as the basis of infusion of these predispositions.
Mm. 땡기 파자 구시딩 가잠디샤. 봐. 아, 네가 그 파자 구실이야. 단 넘버십 그도 되게 넘버십 될라. 쉐기에서.
In the Prasangika system, the like everlasting or continual basis of infusion of these predispositions is the mere self, the mere I, the mere person. And a temporary basis of infusion of predispositions are the, is the consciousness. So now there's the action. The action is done. Right after that action, there's a state of destructiveness or cessation of that action. And there's a consciousness that is infused with the, right at that moment, with the predisposition of that action. That is called the cause consciousness.
What?
Consciousness at the causal time.
Jenny, did you do the name sheet? Paja, verb, and negative, kissy. Nalo, kissy, nalo, patella, to do name sheet.
Did
you
do
it? Nalo.
Then the that consciousness from that moment right up to just before the moment of the birth state, of the conception state, of the new lifetime, right up just before that, is called the consciousness of the causal time or cause consciousness.
Now that didn't it? Dan Devu, Kandaji, Pumbus, the Tendis Hajibuti, the Tendis Hajibuti, Kada Maribe Wang, Duji Lesan, Duji T, that pension Duji Digi, Pange, Kada Kiaj Dugimura, that Kiaj Dubin Nigogi, Namshi Telia, Dedugi Namshi Sigari. Tendete, Ningsam Jawane, the Shiba Minsu Nalo Parla. That deep has like a cube sincere, Dedugi Namshi.
Then the consciousness of the very next moment, that moment of the connection to the next lifetime, is called the effect consciousness. In terms of its duration, it lasts from that moment to the time of the fourth branch, name and form, which would then be extremely quick. Then the fourth is name and form.
That is, Mingsu, Mings in the Pumbu Shivita, Pumbu Shanshi with the Sup's Chenny. That's Supun Chen.
Now, in terms of name and form, name is the four mental aggregates of feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness, and form is the first aggregate of form. In the picture here, it's depicted by people riding in a boat. In other pictures, it's depicted by beams that are leaning against each other. And in sutra, it's depicted by beams leaning against each other. This is indicated in connection with the mind-only system, Chittamatra system, in which there is a mental consciousness, an alaya vijnana, a mind basis of all, and this form. It's like three beams, or I guess a tripod, supporting each other.
That's true.
And the meaning, the symbolization of people being in a boat, I don't remember.
그래. 자, 다시 하게. 가. 가자, 가자. 아니, 이 민수 그러지, 저거. 나머지 집에. 남실 자는 지금 가자 계약이 시작으로 봐. 나는 민수 자는 걸 봐. 응. 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 응.
응.
응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 응. 밀자. 뭐 그런 식으로 볼 수 있어. 주디 수급품 볼자. 나 주인한 미디 명식품 볼자. 아니, 나 반도 숨 쉬야리. 주 주디 가. 뒤던 제마. 뒤산 제마. 더 하스리. 뒤한테 겨 사버 줄 사로. 겨왕하면 투영을 남발 시발이 안 돼. 남식 날 시발 봐도 안 돼. 민수 커도 민수 문화 되고 말고. 아니. 다들자. 예, 도스다.
So then the boat symbolizes form, and the people in the boat symbolize the mental aggregates.
사도 가. 가자.
Just the boat symbolizes form, and the people in the boat symbolize the mental aggregates.
Okay, yeah, what's your idea? Still, I'm not very clear. That's any kind of Minshi Punguche, Supun Delia, and the Dita Sam de Tishigare. Itchy won't be got to Ajarba. Daniel Nagy Shari, Nagy Shash and the Shame, we are called Pumbu Jimshin to Junior in the Zane, Jimshin to Junior in the Zane. 다 가자. 멜멜보 난나보 다다보 고고보 살든지 청주든 가자. 하려 공부 공부 때가 살래. 다와 간다 디버도 샤래. 디버도 리야 민수기 기시 샤래. 민수기사 민수기야 나.
Then the question is, how long does name and form last in terms of these 12? It lasts. As long as the, I'm not sure of the word, how to translate it, but anyway, the as long as the fetus or embryo has not begun to develop the five organs or the six organs through sort of jelly-like state and having perhaps little bumps on it and so forth, the various names that indicate progression of the development of the fetus or the embryo.
당연히 민수부 시작하는데.
So 대사시. Let's leave it at name and form for now.
다시 전두시도 말해. 말해 전두시도. 니 있어. 두 대지. Next session.
Your Holiness mentioned two types of analytical. Your Holiness mentioned two types of analytical meditation. Could you please clarify these?
Ah, 지당 유사대. 지당도 검리 안에 되게 잘되는데. 가서 저기 검리야. 아니. 지당 유주는 검야지가. 로 유전 대응 오기야지 개별 거는 검야지니.
It was not limited to analytical meditation, but in general, both analytical meditation and stabilizing meditation are of two types. One in which you're meditating on an object, such as meditating on impermanence, and the other in which you are generating your own consciousness into that which you're meditating on, such as in cultivating love in meditation.
So the chick done this way. But the midago comsia, dame comsia, the zutedi, loti, casole, lotita, turned it down you to shenny. Come here, share your.
When you meditate on impermanence or meditate on emptiness, you're taking that object, impermanence or emptiness, as the object of the mode of apprehension of your mind.
That type of comes, you see, comes, you know, Tabas and Dinjere said, Marva, social local, Tabe Moria, do a cone, do one, give a cone, almost.
But when we speak of meditating faith, what's meant is, or meditating belief, one is not faith, or meditating compassion. One is not meditating on faith or meditating on compassion, realizing that it is like this and not like that and so forth, but rather you're generating your own consciousness into a faithful consciousness or into a compassionate consciousness. That's it. Is the attempt to understand the first arising I can't understand the question, so. Please, could you give your definition of the I, the self?
Then,
In general, there are many assertions on what the I or self is. For those who don't have any belief in former and future lifetimes, perhaps not too much attention is paid to what the entity or nature of the I or self is. Amongst those systems that do assert that there are former and future lifetimes, there are non-Buddhist systems that posit a permanent self that goes from lifetime to lifetime. This is because they see that something goes from lifetime to lifetime, and it is clear that the body does not go from lifetime to lifetime, and they can't posit something that's impermanent that does, thus they posit a permanent iris, permanent, partless, and independent self that goes from lifetime to lifetime. Then within the lower Buddhist systems, such a type of I or self is not posited at all. Rather, they feel that the I or self must be something that can be posited upon analysis, and thus something from within the impermanent mind and body collection must be posited as the I or self. Some of them posit the mental consciousness, some posit the mind basis of all, alaya vijnana, some posit the continuum of the aggregates, and so forth. Then in the supreme of all the Buddhist tenet systems, the Prasangika system, they say that just as a chariot is designated in dependence upon its parts and cannot be found among its parts, so the person is designated in dependence upon the mental and physical aggregates but cannot be found under analysis among any of those aggregates. Not only the I or self is only dependently designated, but all phenomena, emptiness is dependently designated, or Buddhahood is only dependently designated. Every phenomenon is just dependently designated. That's what the self is. Could Your Holiness talk about the connection between the five skandhas, the five aggregates, in the five elements? The relation between them.
Joy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yeah. What?
Daniel, Suji Pumbu's Jenny, Kadwada.
First of all, it's necessary to identify the five skandhas or five aggregates. The first is the aggregate of form. Form is this, we're all familiar with what form is. Then there are the four aggregates that are called the basis of the name. These are feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness. Then within the fourth aggregate, compositional factors, there are two main types. Compositional factors that are associated with consciousness and those that are not associated with consciousness. Now, the aggregate of feeling and the aggregate of discrimination are the mental factors of feeling and discrimination, which are separated out from all of the other mental factors into their own separate aggregates.
Namjung
The reason why these two are separated out is that, as Vasubandhu says in his Treasury of Knowledge, discrimination is the source of all dispute, and feeling is what draws one into attachment and thereby into cyclic existence, various feelings of pleasure and pain. Now, within the form aggregate, there are coarser and subtler levels. The coarser level is, for instance, our body of flesh and blood and so forth. On the more subtle levels, in the mantric or tantric system, one gets into the topic of various types of winds or inner energies. In this field, there are many explanations of connections between the movement of basic physical constituents and in channels in connection with these inner energies or winds, whereby different types of consciousnesses, conceptual and non-conceptual, are produced. In general, when we speak about beings with a physical body, they have all five aggregates, but then in the formless realm, there are only the four mental aggregates. If we speak of this in terms of the mantric or tantric system, this is only in terms of coarse form, that the formless realm has no form. Then with respect to the elements, there are the basic four elements which by name are called earth, water, fire, and wind. Earth, although the name is earth, the meaning is solidity and obstructiveness. The meaning of water is fluidity, that which moistens. Fire means heat, and wind seems to mean types of energies. For instance, in the Kala Chakra system.
Oh, yes.
And with regard to wind, on the coarse level, even the air that we breathe in and out is wind. On the subtler level, there are energies. For instance, in the Kala Chakra system, it's said that even a dead body still has winds functioning in it. And this is because it's still undergoing changes, transformations. And then the fifth element is space, meaning empty places. In the Kala Chakra system, particles of space are mentioned. It's very subtle.
Space nalolia, or particle chungshu.
For instance, scientists sometimes speak of particles in space,
oh, space oh.
That serve as a basis of other phenomena. That's it on the five aggregates and five elements. If you have other questions about it, please ask. Without basic ignorance, would there be no sentient beings? Maybe that would be best. then there wouldn't be any trouble. Is it not inconsistent? Within the Buddhist systems, there are four ways of investigating phenomena, of examining phenomena. One is called